What University of Cincinnati genetics professor Dan Hassett is talking about is so small he's blown it up thousands of times on a slide.
I think the fourth slide in of the electron micrographs showing the appendages, the pili sticking out of Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
The pili are the small hairs on the end of bacteria. A part of the pilus called the receptor binding domain binds to various surfaces, including the human body.
Not only do these guys, are these guys involved in attaching to the surface, but they do this. They go, goom, shh, goom, shh. Yep. It's sort of like a clam moving on the bottom of the ocean.
Researcher Randy Irvin calls it a nanomotor. What Irvin, professor emeritus at the University of Alberta and principal scientist at Arch Biopartners, discovered was this bacteria doesn't really want to stick to people. It would rather bind to other surfaces like stainless steel.
And that led us on our new journey, shall we say, to look at why the hell is this actually happening? How is it happening? And then trying to describe some new chemistries and suddenly having eureka moments.
Irvin thinks the pilus is allowing the bacteria to grab energy off the metals. Now he's in the process of trying to prove this new type of chemistry to others.
We're amazed by what the bug figured out how to do, and now we want to take advantage of it and take something from a pretty nasty organism and turn it to our benefit.
Irvin and Hassett are taking advantage of it by creating a synthetic receptor binding domain. They mix it with polyethylene glycol called DPEG to make things harder and more slippery. This kind of molecular Velcro can't be seen by the naked eye and would coat various types of surfaces to prevent corrosion, make airplanes more aerodynamic, and more. Hassett says it's dirt cheap.
So 1 × 10⁻⁹ grams per mil. To essentially produce a gel, you know, a single layer gel on a metal surface to do this protection. It's almost miraculous.
Hassett and Irvin believe they are the first to discover this new application and say they've had interest from a variety of different industries.
So we can make things go through pipes a lot faster. We suspect we can make boats go through water a lot faster. In terms of biofilm formation, we think we can prevent most biofilms from forming that can be very beneficial for food processing plants, for cooling towers, that sort of thing.
He says it could also prevent corrosion in cars. Irvin says his first application will be a methanol-based spray-on gel for stainless steel boats. It's unclear how long the gel would last, but Irvin says at least 3 months. Soon, the EPA in Cincinnati will help test a wastewater application. Irvin has also toured an airplane part manufacturer in Canada that is interested in the aerodynamic properties. From the medical perspective, the gel may help prevent infections from implants. There are possible military applications as well. Hassett wonders if bullets dipped in this gel could penetrate harder surfaces better. They hope to have a product for boats in about 2 years. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.